Oh, that's why.
Hi, I'm a total idiot. Now it's way too hot.
Hey, everybody. What's happening, you guys? Welcome to the After Disaster, as I try to find the volume on this headset, because this is driving me crazy. Oh, something just changed for the better. At least for me. What's happening? Happy 2014, everyone. Gee, Mike, could you make it less personal? Calling us everyone? I'm not trying to do that. Listener. Ah, I did it again. Called you a listener. That's impersonal. I'm having headset problems. I'll fix it. Make sure we don't cut any of this because everything I just said was great. American Hustle. All right, we're not going to do movie talk because we just did that at the coffee machine.
There's so many problems with this show.
We burned it. We burned it. Very surprised. I already talked about this on another podcast, but...
What? What other podcast?
Were you in Portland for New Year's Eve?
No.
Were you here?
Yes.
I'm sorry the show's getting off to such a slow start. But we started the music and then we walked over to the coffee machine and started having a conversation about American Hustle. And then Anderson went, oh shit, the show's on. So we ran in here, and he's making corrections to his microphone and his chair, and now we're about to begin.
I don't know if I can. I hate this chair so much. All right.
What do you have, like a sensitive back or something?
No, I'm in the Kevorkian chair. I can't hear myself. There we are. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the After Disaster. I'm Anderson. That's Mike Carano. Filling in admirably at the controls in there is nobody for Ty Ty. Doing a bang-up job. Many problems with this show. One of the main ones is Mike and I get excited to see each other and just start talking away from microphones. And I don't know how that was 4 minutes or three and a half.
Yeah, that flew. Very quick. That flew by.
You're very too loud. Turn it down in there, nobody.
You want me to just talk softer?
Yeah, could you do that? I'll just talk louder.
I'll totally talk softer.
There we go. How was your New Year's? Happy New Year's, everybody.
It was good. How was yours?
It was, I turned old. New Year's Eve.
What do you mean?
I was old before, but I officially became old as I was sitting there.
Because you went to bed at 11:55?
Three chihuahuas on the couch and a wife. All four of those beating hearts surrounding me. Kathy Griffin, or is it Griffith?
Is
it Griffin? Griffith?
It's Griffin.
I heard that she had an implant to the last part of her name, though. Now it's Griffin.
Griffith. Yeah.
It used to be, but she altered it.
Yeah, she did. If I remember.
Her and Anderson Cooper were on the television, my television screen before me, at like 11:45, and I was chuckling with a wife and three chihuahuas on the couch with me, and I was giggling at Anderson Cooper giggling, and I'm like, well, this is my life.
I'm old.
Not only old, fucking old.
You want to watch a Bob Hope movie after that?
And just last year, I was laughing at Dick Clark's absence, I think, right? I was young
in his absence?
What was he around last year?
I think he's been gone a couple.
Yeah, it was a couple years ago when they wheeled him out there and he looked like a wax statue. That was bad times.
Yeah.
And I felt young and hip laughing at that, drunk.
Now we're him.
But now I'm laughing. I'm giggling along with the actual replacement.
So for New Year's, you guys just sat at home. Sorry, I got to remember to talk soft.
I got to go adjust. I got to.
I.
God damn you, Tyler!
For New Year's, you guys just stayed at home and watched New Year's Rockin' Eve? Is that really what you did? Is that it? I don't like that. I don't know, man. That's kind of sad. Makes me sad. Okay. I thought there was a hair in my coffee, but it wasn't. It's a piece of plastic from the cup.
Well, I drank. Does that make me cool?
Yeah.
But I had been drinking like for like 9 days straight, so it was like I couldn't get drunk. You remember that feeling? Remember, like, where you just drink and you just feel, like, gross? You
don't
feel. So I wasn't feeling any of the happy effects of drinking. And it was also, like, the 18-year anniversary or whatever of me breaking my back. So
oh, my gosh.
I used to go out and party up. on New Year's Eve.
Oh my gosh. Right? Do you have like a phantom pain when New Year's Eve rolls around?
No, I'm so stupid every single year. It's usually like a day or two later. I'm like, wait a minute.
I'm surprised you didn't go to Mickey's house.
Yeah, he was having a thing. We were on the road. We didn't get back until like 10:30 at night, like an hour and a half to spare. I thought we were going to be on the 5 freeway for sure.
I almost went.
I love Mickey.
Me too.
I don't know his friends. Most of them are industry types, and they like to sit around and talk about the industry. And I don't like to do that unless I'm talking about movies.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
I love movies, but I hate the people that make them.
The whole reason I didn't go was because I was tired and I didn't want to drive all the way over there and drive all the way back.
Yeah, that's another thing. It's like you don't want to die, right? It's New Year's Eve, man.
It was the thinking, okay, 12 o'clock rolls around. I'm stone cold sober. I get in the car. I got a 35-minute drive home now.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't like that idea.
And I had already – we had put 2,500 miles on the car within mm-hmm. 4 days, the previous 4 days. Rented a car, threw the three dogs and the wife in the car. We started driving north, and we put 2,500 – when I say we, I meant me. She didn't drive at all. She offered to.
Do you guys have a
– I said no.
Do you have any issues with your wife in the car?
No, we're great together in the car.
That's fantastic.
That's when we realized that it could work.
Because even girls that I'm just friends with,
mm-hmm.
these things crop up.
I've been dating girls and like we'll drive down the street to lunch and I realize like halfway there like this, I can't do this anymore. It's a good make it or break it scenario. You put the possible loved one in the car with you and you drive for a few miles.
I'm very comfortable with the person I went hiking with today and she's been in my car hundreds of times and we've spent hours and hours and hours together. But now she's comfortable. We get in the car and she immediately changes the heat settings.
Did she take her shoes and socks off, put her toes up on the
windshield? No. We both would find that repulsive. But she gets in, air conditioning on, changes the vents it's coming out of, uh-huh. and then turns it up.
That's a little too comfortable.
I'm like, yeah, I don't like that.
Did she start rifling through your glove compartment?
No. Mm-hmm. That would be my mom who has done that.
Really?
Yeah.
My dad does that.
My mom opens my glove compartment, starts taking stuff out, and I went, what are you doing? She goes, just looking. And I go, it's personal. What's this? And I go, that's personal. And I slammed the door on her.
You slammed like the thing on her hand?
No, it didn't hit her hand, but she had her hand in there, and I kicked it up. And I was like, don't go in my glove compartment. It's not your,
my gloves.
Self-centered, arrogant, it's all about you.
Didn't mean to get down on your mom.
Person.
Didn't mean to take it that direction.
I don't like when, I don't think I'm ever going to be comfortable with another human being enough to go on long road trips with them.
You did it with me.
But that we're not doing. If that was like our 10th one,
yeah. That was,
but then again, was like you know what? I think you and I would have common interests in certain podcasts and certain stuff we want to listen
certain
to.
Certain silence is what we preferred most.
But
I was actually really angry at us on the wife and I road trip we just took because they had this chintzy thing with the I had a GMC Chevrolet Cruze, not bad car, mm-hmm. not a bad car, decent car.
$15,000 bucks.
My favorite thing, really? That's mm-hmm. it? My favorite thing in that car is it times you. You can reset how long the engine's been on. So I put zero, and I realized that 49 hours was spent in the car. In 2 days, 49 hours.
Wow.
A little timer.
Wow.
where was I going with that? I was going somewhere good, Mike.
You were going to...
I was angry at us because you and I, we had full reign of satellite. We had all satellite.
Yeah, we didn't listen to it until the last 30 minutes.
And we listened maybe the 30 minutes worth. The wife and I, Jillian and I, we wanted to listen to like various... I made a mixed disc because I'm gay like that. Mm-hmm. And we got sick of that 10-disc mixed disc after like the first 10 miles. I shouldn't say that. After the first like 1,000 miles, we were very sick of that. Hi, Ty.
Shut up.
What's happening?
And all we had was the XM preview. So it was just some guy telling you about all the channels you don't get. There was no actual XM channels. That. And I was like, damn you, Corona and Anderson from 2 months ago.
Yeah, I don't like that.
You had no idea what you had.
Yep. We don't appreciate it till the ride's over and we're at the car wash cleaning the bottom of the car.
Why were we washing the rental fucking car? They don't care.
I think we did the right thing.
I don't think so. Spent $9, Tyler, on a rental car washing.
If you would have seen it when it got back, you would have been like, wash it, for sure.
Hey, Tyler, are you washing your car right now?
Are you in the ocean? Which one is it?
On the fucking freeway. This is what happens when I have to call in.
Why are you on the freeway?
Because I'm driving home from work.
Tyler, you can knock it off and turn off the sound effects. I know you're fucking sitting at home. You got the TV on mute. Lauren's probably massaging your feet.
You got me.
Why are you at work so late on a
Thursday?
What day is today?
New show just premiered tonight, so I was doing support for it.
What was it? What shitty show? I mean, what show was it?
Chicago PD, the latest in the long
Steven
line.
Steven Bochco?
Production.
That's the show that I see advertisements for. It's a bunch of white dudes beating up on like black people and Mexican people.
So yeah, it's like
there's no Mexicans in Chicago.
They're Puerto Ricans, and he's saying, "Not in my goddamn city."
And they're all wearing leather jackets, like every single one of them. There's like nine of them.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I can sign off on that. All right, just to let the listener peek behind the curtain here for a minute. I would say that we probably spent more time preparing for tonight's show than we have any show. Possibly.
Well.
And the product is going to be vastly mediocre.
Mm-hmm. As opposed to what?
You know what I did on New Year's Eve?
Oh, we'll get there. Hold on. Real quick. Here's what happens is around Tuesday, the text will start coming in. When are we doing the show this week? And it's always Wednesday at 8:15. So then I'll reply 8:15, and then Tyler will say, "Can we move it? I can't get in there on Wednesday." It's like, oh, Christ. I'm like, no, sorry, can't move it to Thursday. Then I wield my magic, and I work a bunch of things out, and I move things around. I guess Tyler doesn't want any part of
it. Did he hang up, or was it did he get bounced?
He may have gotten bounced. Maybe he didn't like the shit talk. I don't know.
He's that short-tempered now? 5 seconds in? I've had it.
At the end of a long day of work, and he is on the freeway.
Don't mind me.
So I work my magic, and I reschedule some things. So I sent out a text today. Like, as soon as I worked it out, and I said, "Hey, Carano, Tyler, we can do the show when Tyler wants to do it tomorrow, Thursday night, at like 8:00. And Carano's like, "Shit, I might be late. I have a dental appointment at 5:30 in San Diego."
I do.
Which is like the second or third time that he's
No, it's
had
way
that.
More than the third. It's at least this is a big one. Mm-hmm.
The big tooth is coming
up. And they
up.
Called me to remind me, and I moved it from tonight till tomorrow night because
we switched to right. I know. I understand. Yeah. It's not
and,
ideal.
And it
it's
wasn't an easy move because it was 3 weeks in the waiting for this appointment. And I said, and I was just going to tell you I couldn't be here in time. But I would have been here on time, probably.
The alternative is we would have had you on the phone tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And I would have had to piss off two other people and not give them any. Long story short, I'd rather have you in person and Tyler on the road being Pabby than you on Novocaine on the road coming from San Diego.
This is just a consultation.
You're right. Oh, it is?
I'm having all my teeth removed and one big one put in.
Bubba Joe.
One big, giant, white piece of porcelain.
Hey, Tyler.
That was horrible visual.
Roll up your window and turn off your AC. Close the sunroof. Close the sunroof. Close the hatchback. Is the hatchback open?
I do want to say that the.
There we go. Much better.
Yeah. What'd you change?
I took you off speakerphone and now I can't fucking hear you.
You fucker!
You asshole!
You fucker!
Who does that? Someone with no respect.
What a you fucking.
Well, I wanted to actually be able to hear you guys, so I can hear you.
Okay, this is bullshit, Tyler. Is your window open? No. And the whole time you're on speakerphone.
Wait a minute. Why can't you hear us?
Because the volume is so low. Like I said, I don't understand how callers hear anything.
You can't just crank up your headset?
Oh, you know what, though? This is, okay, real boring for everybody else, but when I'm recording a show, I got to, because of the recorder in there and how it's wonky, I got to record at a lower level. So this is not how Loveline listeners, all right? Loveline callers don't hear it this well. All right? I can see how you would, though.
I can tell you one thing. Your quiet. Audio has improved 1,000%.
1,000%. Now Mike thinks that you're doing... You're doing, he thinks that you did what I always do, which I never do, but he accuses me of doing.
I think you're on speakerphone.
Now, I'm never on speakerphone, ever. You're the only person who has a problem.
Tyler, I honestly think I'm going to be pissed at you for a long time by the fact that you were trying to pull it over on us like you weren't. You didn't even say you weren't on speakerphone, but you weren't going to fess up to being on speakerphone unless we inquired.
What?
It's like,
do you have an earpiece in, Ty-Ty?
No, I just have my phone in. Now you guys are like the quietest. I don't know what happened.
Know you know that I realized, Tyler, that I got the word exotic and erotic confused for about the last 30 years of my life?
Well, sometimes they use them like in that
interchangeable
exotica.
Uh-huh. Erotica?
Is that what it was called? Erotica?
I have no idea. They're the same words.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Sometimes it applies. Like exotic dancer, erotic dancer. It's kind of the same.
Mm. It is very, very the same.
Yeah.
But if, like, your mom says, hey, you want to take a vacation this summer, do you want to go somewhere exotic? It makes you feel kind of uncomfortable when you're a kid and you're trying to figure out the difference between the words.
Yeah. Especially when she's sitting there in her nightgown.
I don't like that. Sorry, Mom.
I watched Lovelace today.
What I tell you about movie talk.
Oh, yeah.
How was it, though? I haven't seen it.
I got to say, it's not great, but it's an interesting story. And you feel for her big time at some
this
point.
This is the story about the real-life porn star.
Yeah.
And it was played by Lindsay, right?
No, it was played by one of the chicks from Mean Girls. Another one from Mean Girls.
But wait, Lindsay's in the other one. There's two movies about the Deep Throat chick.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's two porn movies that came out at the same time. I saw neither one because both were poorly reviewed.
Yeah, that's probably not worth your time. But we're going to wrap up the movie talk with this last thing.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a documentary
on
Netflix today.
Mm-hmm.
I've been waiting to see for a long time.
Mm.
And now the guy's name escapes me, but he's the movie poster painter.
Mm-hmm.
You know who I'm talking about? Who did all the classic movie posters? Smokey and the Bandit, the Muppet movie, all the Star Wars posters?
No. Saul Bass.
This guy is...
The titles.
The guy.
Classics.
The guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one and only guy at the top of the peak of movie poster painters.
He's so important that you saw a movie about him and his name still eludes.
Yeah.
Who was in Smokey and the Bandit?
No, he wasn't in it. He made the poster. Jackie Gleason, Burt Reynolds, Sally Fields, Jerry Reed...
So the guy who made the poster is not very, Williams. Very important, obviously. If you can't remember his goddamn name, but you remember every single person in that movie. Ty.
Yeah.
Can you hear anything that's happening right now?
Yeah. It cuts in and out.
I feel like Mike and I are a couple and we're pregnant, and you're our exceptionally smart child in the womb who can kind of hear our conversation.
Yeah.
So we're trying to keep it clear.
Yeah, when the amniotic fluid kind of like moves a little bit and my little ears get closer to the belly. Yeah.
Oh, that sounded cute the way you said my little ears.
Have you guys ever heard, Mike, I sent you a text and you totally ignored me.
Nope.
Yep. Here's what the text read. You ever watch My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic? Let's just pretend you got the text. I sent that. You ignored me.
I've never seen the episode, but I'm well aware of the people that do and that are kind of called themselves bronies.
Mm-hmm. There's a documentary called Bronies.
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
It's pretty good.
I didn't delete your text. This is all I have from you is that right there.
All right, well, then your phone is fucked.
Isn't that weird?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what it says. I can't see it from here.
It starts today at 2:15 p.m.
So all my texts are erased?
I didn't delete them.
Do you think your lady friend is jealous of our relationship? She's going in there and
I don't think
trying to make me feel like I'm less significant.
I have these ones of the group texts.
Mm-hmm. Ty. Yeah. I'm not going to talk about Brony Nation.
Don't ever fucking send me that shit again. Because I don't think that's funny.
All right, here's what Mike's referring to. I don't send those kinds of texts. That's not my style.
That's why
at
I was
all.
Surprised.
But okay, here's the deal. Tyler, did you get my two penis Reddit picture?
What?
Did you get the two penis picture?
Yes, I did get that.
Why did you not respond to that, Tyler?
I did respond to it.
I never got that. All right, if the show was...
Yes, you did, because I made a joke about it being Jesus, and you're like, that's offensive or something like that.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah.
Don't fucking say I didn't respond.
You did respond. All right, Jillian sent it to me, and then Jillian, she did that thing. I told you guys, she's the only one in the world that can do it, but she told me I was a pussy if I didn't send it to you, both you guys, unsolicited, with no comments at all. She's like, just send it to both of them, and don't write anything. Just send it to them. And
I did. It's so weird, because when I got that, I was like, this is so not you.
But it's a real picture.
Sending this.
It's a real picture of a dude. And if you look
really
closely, he has a vagina in there, too.
You really think it is a real picture?
It could be. I don't know.
No, it's real. It was all over Reddit the other day. He answered questions and provided lots of photos.
You know what's the problem with having those two penises that close to each other? No use.
You know he's ambidextrous. He must have learned to be, right?
Yeah, but there's no. It's not like you have one coming out. Like, it's not like I can have sex with two girls at the same time with my penis because you can't.
But a lot of girls would want to see it and fuck with you.
He said that he can get them both hard and that he's put them at the same time in one person and also in two people.
When he pees, which one does it come out of?
He had a corrective surgery so that it all flows out of one.
What was that little pouch thing in between the penises at the bottom? It looks like a puckered vagina.
It's like his flabby, weird nuts.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
I I don't like that. Dude, two penis guy. And it upsets me.
All right, Bronies. It's a movie that you should check out. It's streaming on Netflix. I'm not going to talk about this on the Film Vault.
Are these like furries?
It's kind of like furries, but not. I mean, they're towards the end you realize that they're as misplaced as furries, perhaps when they get to the convention part, which is actually in the middle. But it
how many people attend that convention like that?
There was probably like 300, 400.
That's not bad.
It was pretty good. Bad. I could see you wandering around there too, making comments.
What city was it in?
I don't remember.
San Diego, probably.
You think that's where the Brony capital is?
I want to say like it was over in England or something.
Okay, so you want me to watch Bronies. Tyler, have you seen it?
No, but I did notice that it was on Netflix. They added a bunch of good new documentaries that I...
Yeah, they did.
Bronies.
Sunset Strip is on now on Netflix.
It's been on.
It's good.
It's been on.
That ties into something I wasn't
going
to bring up, and this
the
could...
The two-penis?
This
going back
could
to
be
two
in
penis
trouble.
Guy.
Yeah, this could be in trouble. I was at the club tonight.
What club is that?
The club where my office is located.
Can I say the club's name?
Let's just leave it at...
Really?
We're going there. People okay. know.
All right.
And there's...
On this... Tyler, on this podcast, everyone knows everything. On his other podcast, no one has any idea about anything.
And so I was, you know, picking up my stuff and talking to some people and shooting the shit. Met some new employees. Uh-huh. And one of the new employees... is transgender, and she's a sweetheart. He's a sweetheart. Whatever. I don't know. I don't know if it's a guy or a girl. I don't know which way it's going.
You don't. But you know which way it began.
No.
So it's, currently, it's currently in the middle process.
No. Either way, guy or girl, sweet mm-hmm. and cute, and not like my type cute, but cute and sweet and very very kind, and which is so much better than saying a total asshole. Because this person was not. But I don't like this about me. Hmm. Is I held that person down and pulled their pants down and take a look. No, I I don't like this about me. And this made me feel kind of shitty. Is my very first thought was, when's the lawsuit coming?
From that person at the improv yeah. because the improv
this person
is, still
is not that kind of person at all. But I just thought, okay, there's a lawsuit coming because someone's going to say something.
Right.
It's a comedy club. Someone's going to say something inappropriate. Now, I might be totally wrong. I hope I'm totally wrong.
But
it's
not your fault for thinking that. Because
but isn't that weird that that's
so many
my first
times,
thought?
Over and over.
But isn't that weird that's my first thought? There's a lawsuit coming.
I don't think so because I'm not saying transgenders types necessarily, but we live in such a world now filled with such PC bullshit.
Can I ask
so
ask
many goddamn lawsuits.
A litigious society.
Yeah, can I ask a stupid question to both of you guys?
Litigious. Yes.
This is really, really stupid.
Real dumb. I am a man.
Transgender, is that just somebody who... without surgery and stuff, just becomes the other person. Like it might be a woman presenting themselves as a man, or a man presenting themselves as a woman, or is there surgery involved and hormones involved?
I think
or
you got to specify, and you have to say post-op transgender, like post-operation okay. transgender. Like you did all the way. You actually
like if
got
like
the
would I be
surgery.
Transgender if I came in and said I'm Michelle now and I started dressing like a woman?
That's
would that
debatable.
Be considered
I think
transgender?
You're allowed to say that. No one has the right to say no. You're not. I could be wrong. But hey, Tyler, try and take the height out of your voice. Try and talk like a man.
I think that
all of a sudden we become like, hey, when we're talking about transgender,
dude, yeah, man.
Sure, yeah. Like, is it a chick or a dude, man?
I think transgendered is you feel like you were born the wrong gender, and transsexual is you want to become the other sex.
So transgender, you can just do it by actions and not have any physical...
Well,
yeah.
That's the difference between a choice and an actual birth, like you're born that mm-hmm. way. That's the same as like the age-old argument of the gays, whether they were born that way or they choose to be gay.
But don't you think that age-old argument is only held by a few people?
I don't think so. I think that there's still, I would say, probably close to 50% in this country.
Okay, I'm a hypocrite now.
I think that it's a choice.
I'm a hypocrite because... In my heart, I have no doubt it's not a choice.
I have no doubt that it's not a choice because it was no fucking choice for me. It should be that simple.
Yeah.
I had no choice to like vagina.
Yeah.
I have no choice.
But here's
why would the gay guy have any choice for liking penis?
Now, but here's the thing that does occur to me. I know a lot. I shouldn't say I know a lot. But I know lesbians, and I know more than...
Well, lesbians is a different story. It's completely a choice.
No, but I know a lot. Let's just say I know... Let's say I personally know... 20 lesbians,
uh-huh.
like not super close, but close to know they were all sexually assaulted. Mm-hmm. So now where does that come into play?
Okay, well, from my brief experience on that show Loveline, where I listen to that thing every now mm-hmm. and again, I know
I've
that
heard of it. They talk about like sex and stuff
for the gay community. Is okay, gays for the most part, it's not a choice, and this is my own belief from what I've. But there are that are some are almost created almost like in a lab, except that lab is like
because they were abused,
their uncle's basement, right? And like yeah. and because of that, their wiring gets all fucked up, and they get heightened sexual arousal from
the
like
same way
traumatic experiences.
But the
I
same
think
way,
that there's more women, more females that are sexually abused growing up than men, than boys, probably. Mm-hmm. Probably.
Yeah, I'd say
so. You could also put that under the bucket of that's not their choice either. It's not their choice to get abused, so you could.
All right, Tyler, yes.
But it seems to me
tomato,
that
tomato.
Most gay men
not their
I
choice,
know,
right.
It's clearly, there was clearly no choice. They were attracted to men from the get-go. Mm-hmm. And it seems to me that most of the lesbians I know were assaulted at some point in time. Not all, but most. A lot. More than half.
Very up,
I just assaulted all of our lesbian listeners, and now
for the new year. No, I wouldn't say I wouldn't say almost half, but I think that there might be pejoratively more of them than the gay population. However, perhaps it's because it's the year 2014 now, and I'm more of a pussy than ever. But I feel I'm walking on eggshells a bit, and I'm afraid of offending the wrong type of people.
Might I am too. Let's change the topic. All of a sudden, now we're the Gutless Show. 2014.
Well, guys, you're cutting out.
We should, Tyler. We should make an intro that gives.
I didn't hear anything that just happened.
Tyler, we should whip up an intro that gets us like a legal intro that gets us out of anything we say.
All right, here's. I think that I'll get us out of this. I think that the lipstick lesbians were created from sexual abuse, and all the butch lesbians were just born that way.
I
know. That's why it was funny.
I am.
And true. It's funny and true.
I think.
I was kidding, though. I was joking, guys. Happy New Year.
You know what I did on New Year's? We watched.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I kept cutting you off.
Didn't do anything, really. I was going to go to Mickey's, and then my friend and I watched 3 episodes of Oz, the HBO prison show.
Oh, that's good.
Right up until midnight.
Timely.
I drove her home. I was asleep by 12:30.
Mm hmm.
Is your friend Dr. Drew?
Dreaming of prison rape.
It was. And, oh, that's funny because we watched that.
Uh-huh.
And then today we saw J.K. Simmons on uh-huh. the trail. It's not that funny.
Is J.K. Simmons in that show?
Yeah, he's the white supremacist guy.
I've never seen the show, so I could see him in there easily, but I've never seen the show.
Here's one of the most brutal. It was a shocking, brutal TV. Tyler, did you ever see Oz?
Nope.
Okay, it's a very, very brutal prison show. So it opens on one on a shortish, spectacled white guy attorney who just got a promotion, and he's out partying, and he's a nerd. He's like this little docile white attorney, and he's drunk driving home, and he runs over somebody and kills them, and then he gets sentenced to prison.
Was it one of those cool ones where like the guy got stuck in the windshield and kept driving?
Yeah, kind of like that.
Yeah.
But he ends up in Oz, and it's a horrible, horrible place to be.
Mm-hmm.
His first cellmate is this rapist, this giant African-American guy named Adebisi, who's horrifying.
Sounds like he's African-African if his name's Adebisi.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe he's African-African. But he is his first cellmate, and so the guy is literally in tears. And Adebisi's like...
Afrobisi was crying? Because he was like, thank you so much, Lord, for bestowing upon me.
The little guy that looks like...
Bespectacled dude.
The cousin on the Brady Bunch.
He's crying.
So he... Who he might be, actually.
Wait, there was a cousin on the Brady Bunch?
Yeah, Oliver.
He was African-African?
No, he was a little kitten. But here's the point. So that he's in this cell with that guy who's horrifying, episode one. The white guy who acts like he's his pal, J.K. Mm-hmm. Simmons, befriends him and gets him transferred. So they're roommates, and it's this total sense of relief.
Uh-huh.
And then the next scene is the white guy's laying on the bunk, clearly naked. And J.K. Simmons is tattooing a swastika on his ass. And he's crying. An adult man. And I'm like, this is the most horrifying show I've ever seen in my life. And I found it mesmerizing. And I found it Thrilling, yet it still gives me fucking nightmares.
I can almost guarantee that we are the only podcast out of hundreds of thousands of podcasts this weekend.
Talking about a 20-year-old HBO show.
That are recapping the opening premiere episode of Oz.
Well, you know, the reason it came up is because I had breakfast with
somebody with a tattoo of a swastika on their ass.
Now it sounds. I had breakfast with one of the girls on Orange is the New Black.
Uh-huh.
And then I was telling Tara about it, and she is a fan of hers, and we started talking about her, and then she wanted to watch prison shows.
Mm-hmm.
Because I started watching Orange is the New Black because of that.
It's very good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't watch prison shows, all right? I don't believe in them. I think that prisons are they're just like
they're sacred places you shouldn't make entertainment
that's
about.
That's right. It's like Muhammad.
You know what? You probably have a right to say that since you're the only one here that's been locked up.
I've not been to prison, but I've been in jail. Yeah, three times.
Close.
Okay. I feel like this show's maybe the worst we've done all year.
I get it.
Hey, I'm sick, all right? That's where the coughing's coming from. It's not because I have emphysema, as far as I know.
Oh, man, you have emphysema?
I quit smoking again.
Oh, congrats.
And I was sick, right? So I was in one of the worst moods. The wife, Jillian, comes home during a lunch break. I was just crawling out of bed after like 12 hours of just like sedated sleep, which I never do. And everything she's saying is getting on my nerves, and I'm like getting furious with everything. Like just, and I go to the.
That's every chick for me. Everything they say gets on my nerves after a while.
She was watching this reality show. And in fact, one day, Tyler, when you're actually in here and Mike's in here and we can all see each other and hear each other, and we're not on speakerphone or pretending not to be on speakerphone with fucking hatchbacks open. We can all communicate.
With your hatchback.
His hatchback was open at one point. Yeah. I would like to talk about.
I was actually skateboarding on the freeway.
Please take your fingers away from your nose and unplug them. Nostrils.
I'd like to talk about what?
Why was he talking like this?
I don't know, but I don't like it either. That's weird.
I want to get to the bottom of reality shows. I know it's been done to death and everyone's talked about it, but. And I'm gonna have to.
What is the bottom you think that exists?
The wife, but I think it's so damaging to everything, and I still have not gone back to talk to Jillian about it because I'm afraid of the fight. I know it's gonna happen.
Yeah,
but you can't talk to her about it. She watches these shows.
You can't talk to her about it. Hey, how'd you like to be me and try to talk to Dr. Drew about psychics and what bullshit they are when his wife is obsessed with psychics. I backed out of that one fast.
So there's some horrible show.
Not only did I back out of it, I made a big entrance into it at Adam Carolla's place. I went, okay, first of all, I want to talk to you about something right now, and I wouldn't bring this up on the air. And then I was like, okay, I got to stop right now.
Did you get it out on air? Or was
no,
it,
was at, it was after his podcast after months ago, and we were talking about bullshit, and I went, I'll tell you what's bullshit, and then I realized, oh, his wife likes psychics.
Okay, here's the deal, though. Jillian watches these shows. She hates all of these people, as far as I can tell. However, I did make her watch the South Park tonight, where they were suggesting that Kim Kardashian is a hobbit, and she was actually, I think she might have been getting a little bit genuinely offended on Kim Kardashian's behalf. So perhaps there is some, you know, something seeps into the psyche, but she'll have me believe, because Jillian, and I'm not bragging here, about my wife, maybe I am. She is exceptionally, exceptionally bright, much smarter than I am. Her IQ is way above mine. And she should be too smart for these shows, yet she eats them up. And she tells me that she dislikes pretty much every single person on them, yet she watches. I don't want to say it enthusiastically. And if she misses an episode, it's not going to be like she's going to lose her shit like I do with the Penguins.
Part of me gets it because I like watching Xanadu, even though it's clearly a horrible movie.
But you would be excited to meet the people in Xanadu.
But
I don't think she would be excited. In fact, we've been out in public and we see these people. Like back when, before, Tyler, who's
I see, I know it's the same for you guys. Spencer. I see reality shows more than I see real celebrities, reality stars all the time. Apparently they're out constantly.
How do you see them?
Oh, hiking on Runyon Canyon. I don't recognize them. The person I'm hiking with does. Uh-huh.
Tyler, Jillian and I were out when The Hills was huge, and we saw Spencer Pratt and what's her name, Heidi?
Sick.
Like he was sparkling with all his Ed Hardy gear on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, hey, isn't that dude from the show that you watch? She's like, yeah, those are them. I'm like, don't you care that that's them? She's like, no, not really. I'm like, but you watch it all the time. But here's the thing that I want to get at is, so Jillian, and I'm sure that she's not alone. A lot of people probably watch these shows. And hate them, but they still watch. The people that are on the shows, though, they don't have any idea that that they think they're special and they belong on TV,
yes.
right?
Yes.
So there's monsters being created like
yes. that's my problem.
At a pace that's never been seen before.
Correct. Correct. There's always been monsters created by inadvertently by accident.
But there are so many, and then they're cast aside. I mean, there's like an army of monsters.
Okay, they're not
out
being
there.
Created. They're also standing in line to be created.
But then they're also being cast aside, and yeah. like, and then now they're just floating out there in the ethos.
Yeah.
And what if they all like band together and create like some kind of monster?
They might
reality monster been tossed aside army. That's not a bad idea.
No matter what, I will always stick by this. Entertainment is entertainment. Egos are egos. Narcissists are whatever. It's part of the business. There's assholes. There's all this. There's this crazy selfishness, self-centeredness in this business no matter what. But if you create something or you perform something that requires a lot of work and a lot of talent, I let that go. That's okay. You know, you can be Led Zeppelin if you're a Led Zeppelin. But just because you're a fucking, just because you're a fucking housewife and someone stuck a camera in your face because you're obnoxious and some people find that mesmerizing does not mean you're a celebrity. You have no talent. You did no work. You did no work for that. So,
but they're a compelling personality.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
They did as much work. They did more work than we're doing
right
now.
Guess what? There's some fucking cobbler somewhere making shoes that's probably a compelling personality too.
He'll have a show.
He might, but that's not – they don't deserve adulation and they don't deserve – famous because
they
didn't do anything. They don't deserve it. They're ruining it for people that actually create artistic work.
And they're not because
yes,
it's supply and demand. And you know what?
No,
if that's what people want to watch, that's what they're going to watch.
I disagree. I think by and large, not completely, but I think most people do what they're told. And I think if you and I were sitting in a mental hospital and all they played was
yes,
one TV show day and night, we would become attracted to that TV
right.
show and think that's the greatest thing of all time.
Also, we're mental patients.
But I think people take what's most force fed on them. Look at music.
But there's like 900 channels, Mike.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
On them.
I know. Life's over. Life sucks.
But this Life magazine, Walter Mitty?
It's been over for a couple of years, but no, it's over now. The good of the past that was the enjoyment of most forms of art doesn't exist anymore. No matter what people say, it doesn't. In fact, today
I challenge that.
No, just today I was looking at albums. My friend's got a bunch of albums, and I was looking at her albums, and I picked them up, and I know it's nostalgia for one, but there was something way way more important and enjoyable about music when it came on albums. Way more than buying a song for 99 cents and then discarding
reality?
It in 10 seconds.
Right.
Way more important.
It was not nearly as interchangeable and discardable. And
yeah.
It was tangible, and you could hold it and keep it,
yes.
and you had it in your collection.
Yeah.
Which now you
and
just,
it,
you,
it
you're
added
lucky
up to the sum of it. It made for a better all-around
imagine this,
experience.
Imagine this. There's a place where you only get three channels, right? And it's only on 12 hours a day. Do we have any choice in what our entertainment's going to be? Or do fat cats in Hollywood tell us what we're going to like? Imagine a future, though, where we have like 900 channels, countless, endless possibilities and choices.
Okay.
Who has the freedom there? Is it the artist or the fat cats in Hollywood?
Yeah, it's just changing, and I don't accept the change.
Michael.
But I know it's changing. It's just life. But people's brains can only take so much information, and when you're jamming 900 channels down people's throats, I first of all, I'm shocked when I hear people talk about all the shows they watch. Who the fuck has that much time to watch 4 hours, 5 hours of TV a night? Who does that?
I think a lot of people.
No,
Mike,
I know.
You have enough time to watch a lot of shows.
Most.
Yeah, by the way, Mike, why are you making 5:30 p.m. Dental appointments when you have all the...
I had to change it from tonight to tomorrow night.
I know, but why is it at night? Ever?
Because they squeeze me in after they're closed, probably.
Okay, that's why. Get them in there when that nitrous is flowing for free. Tell you there.
I'm getting mad about this for no reason, but this is... there's too much shit going on, and there's too much stuff flying at your
head. Most people get home around 6, and they just flip on the TV.
Yes.
TV just goes on.
Yeah, apparently they don't have the problem that I have, where I feel like I'm a loser, and I'm not doing anything
and
with my
life.
And
if you're watching on TV, on TiVo or DVR, you can fast through those commercials, and then like a 30-minute show becomes 22 minutes.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah,
that's
I mean,
like
and then they can squeeze in like... that's how they're squeezing in 5 hours and like 4, right?
Yeah, no, I like that idea.
2 hockey games in 5 hours the other night.
I really feel in my heart. I'm probably wrong about this, by the way.
3 hours.
It's probably my stupid nostalgia.
What's that?
I feel people are missing out on a great joy in life by not by having to do no work to get stuff.
Michael. Where's the hard work that... You sound like an old Hollywood mogul.
Okay, tell me this: when you're a kid,
mm-hmm. I know what you're saying.
When you went to
but
a
who
movie,
are you to say that?
When you went to a movie,
mm-hmm.
tell me it wasn't more enjoyable than it is now.
Well, because I had to walk there mow lawns.
And you also had to hear about it word of mouth from somebody.
No, I like movies as now as much as I ever did. I don't know if that's a great example because it's movies and it's me. But I know what you're talking about. I think that if you're narrowing it down and you're yelling about reality celebrities and how they don't know and they're the ones who this lesson is for and that they're not working hard yet they're getting famous and that's what you're upset about.
Yeah,
it's kind of a narrow scope.
Yeah, I know. Hypocrite.
No, not a hypocrite. I'm just saying that I don't know if that's really a problem.
I think it is a problem.
Is this a bad time to announce the After Disaster reality show that we're pitching?
That's where I was going to.
I just think it's I think it's setting a lot of people up for a life of severe depression and a life of misery because what's going to happen is you get on a reality show and all of a sudden you have this instant fake fame and guess what? You have no talent. You don't provide shit. You don't do fucking jack shit.
Yeah, but
you
provide Now I've never watched one of these shows all the way through, so I should not even be.
But
talking
you don't.
About
you don't have
I've been
any
exposed
talent
to enough chunks here and there to realize they all have something in common, and that is they're compelling one way or another. Usually, it's they're exceptionally annoying and loud.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how compelling you are, how fucking charming you are. You've done nothing to deserve this.
Why not? No, a lot of them have. A lot of them actually have built empires around themselves, and that's why they're getting a show.
After the fact,
no. A lot of time it's before the fact, and that's how they get the show.
Okay,
Duck Dynasty fucks.
Okay, if you're...
By the way, you see those pictures of the Duck Dynasty fucks?
No.
Before they became Duck Dynasty fucks?
No.
They looked like Dr. Drew's family. All clean shaven.
Oh,
and like,
really?
Yeah, all those families. Like pictures
so
of them on the
like,
beach.
We got a TV show, Grow Beard.
Yeah, Grow Beard. You got 6 months. We're going to start shooting. I want ZZ Top. That's creepy shit.
You really think that's what happened?
I'm pretty damn sure.
Wow.
That's what I was told.
Wow.
It was on the same feed as the two dicks picture.
I just think if you're just some dumb housewife that's never had a job.
Reading.
You're some dumb fucking housewife. You've never had a job, and you got your big fake fucking stupid lips, and you become recognized because of you married some guy with some money, and they put you on TV. When that's over, get ready for a life of fucking depression because it's never coming back. And no one gives a shit about you. And guess what?
Oh, sure.
It's not like, well, I'll play the clubs eventually, or I'll do this, or I'll do that. Because you don't do anything. You have no talent. You have no fucking... You do nothing.
You know what I think the most dangerous part is? And I don't know if anyone talks about it. It's other than the show, but as soon as they get the show, they get handlers, and they get assistants, and they get wardrobe and makeup people, and all these yes people that are immediately surrounding them, telling them how great they are and how they're always right. And I think that's really... damaging and detrimental to the entire process. And once those people are gone and the show's gone, then they're kind of left with, well, every single reality relationship ever to be on television is broken up. Every single one, right? And I bet it has a lot to do with those yes fucks that both people in the relationship have surrounding them.
Yeah.
Tyler? Boston, Rob and Amber are still together.
Oh, that's right! But they don't have a show together.
But they were on reality. They're a reality couple.
That's reversed, though. They met on Survivor. And then they left Survivor together, and they're fine. Because Boston, how could you ever leave Boston Rob? I mean, Boston Rob could cheat on me.
What show is that?
Survivor, the greatest game show in the history of television.
Yeah, I never saw it, but I heard it's good.
It's pretty good shit. So I'm at the movie theater the other day, just trying to like slog through the children. Why are kids still out of school? What the fuck?
I don't know.
It's January 8th, and there's still kids wandering around eating popcorn kernels off the ground in my movie theater.
I'll tell you what's worse. AMC Theaters is my new least favorite theater.
That's where I was.
Because of that fucking ad with those little red things.
I hate the red things!
Yeah. It's like they got a high school animator to make them like a 10-minute short film.
And they got like the most racist black voice doing the...
Yeah.
It's awful. Yeah, it's very upsetting.
It's very amateur and really dumb.
And just pointless. Great. I thought it might have only been me. And the people in my theater are giggling, too. They enjoy it. It's not our fault if a big bear eats your phone. It's just not.
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous. I will give them that they probably wouldn't talk to us on speakerphone and act like they're not.
I never said I wasn't on speakerphone.
I know.
Slogging through the children trying to get to my
theater.
But
we're sitting here going, what the fuck is all that noise in the background?
And here's what I hear on the overhead speakers at AMC. It's so funny you brought AMC. Let your fun flag fly.
Oof.
And I'm still It's originally let your freak flag fly.
Yeah, which somebody in the audience said that?
No, somebody in the overhead. Like it was an advertisement. I think it was for AMC, and they're trying to get me to like sign up for
what
Stubbs
movie did
something.
You see that had kids in it?
No, I'm walking through the multiplex. It. There's children everywhere. Always. Children everywhere. Always.
Children. Yeah.
I want to just like hang out at casinos, just because there's no kids there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I would love for a no kid day at Disneyland.
I know. How do you do that? Maybe we make casino night.
They can't.
You
can
make it. There's always a way around it. A loophole.
Midnight till like 5 a.m.?
You know how back in the 70s, in the good old days, you used to be able to find, Tyler, all sorts of apartments. No kids allowed, right?
Yep.
Before they outlawed it. Yep. There's got to be a way. Maybe we make casino apartments. Can't have kids. Can't have kids.
God, those people are never going to have their fucking rent. Can you imagine that? Casino apartments. Yeah, we got a rec room with a couple of slot machines. We got a card guy down there till midnight.
Oh, that'd be great. Oh,
you're not going to believe this. I don't have my rent again.
Hold on. Two months for nothing.
Would you stay at a place that every month you had to spin a wheel and it landed on either free rent for that month or double the normal rent?
Yeah, because it would even out.
That's a good question.
But what are the odds?
50, no, it's not, it won't even out.
Yes, it will if it's 50-50.
It doesn't even itself out.
It would over time.
It does not. It does not.
So long for it to mathematically even out.
It doesn't ever. It never evens out.
All right, Michael.
It never evens out.
If you flip a coin every month. Settle down. He's very adamant about this.
Flip a coin right now 12 times.
It has been proven that you can flip a coin a million times, and it may come out to be heads.
Who proved
900,000 times.
Well, yeah, it's a possibility, but chances are.
It's not even. No, right, there is no chances.
Flipping the 50-cent piece.
There's no chances.
All right,
it will not even out.
All right, so far heads. We've got the JFK head there.
Yeah, when we get to about 1,000, let me know.
We got free
rent. Oh, tails, look at that.
Wow, it evened out. It evened out.
Ooh, heads. Okay.
It's still even.
Ooh, tails.
Even. Anderson's right. You're still paying.
Heads. Oh, my God. This is uncanny. It really is. All right, here we go. Is it going to be heads? Uh-oh.
Not even. Now you owe double the rent.
I got two heads.
Or else it's free.
Or it's free, but watch this.
You're fucked.
Oh, no, there's another head,
you're 3 months behind.
Oh, no.
Tails. 2 months behind.
Going back. And there it is. We're all even again.
Okay,
that was after 6 months.
I guess it's all even.
Can you imagine how stressful that would be if on the 30th of every month?
No, it would make you have double the amount.
This is why there's no way you can lose at roulette, because it just evens itself out if you stay there long enough.
It's true.
If you only bet black and red.
Yeah, it just evens itself out.
Some green ones that kind of make everything okay for Vegas. The zero and the double zero.
You know how they get around that kid thing? Because it's a law. You can't turn people down.
It's
called
the law of probability.
You know how they even it out? It's senior apartments.
Oh! Now, could you and I go in there and like add our ages up together?
We could get a doctor to say that we have some kind of brain condition that makes us 70.
Can we?
Really? A lot of them are 55 and over, so Mike, you could move in.
I'm pretty close. You know what? I think that would be a great idea if the three of us moved into senior apartments. And
they probably have grandkids.
I guess there's going to be five of us, since you guys are bringing your wives probably. But we all move into senior apartments.
I don't think our wives would be into that.
Because they're cheap.
Can you imagine Tyler, Lauren, and Jillian trying to explain like they're out on the dating scene again because we left them?
Our husbands.
Well, our husbands were flipping coins one night on their podcast.
Our husbands left us to go move into a geriatric ward.
They love it. They love it. I'll tell you what we'd see every single night is a fucking ambulance, because
an old lady lives on my street and I see an ambulance like once every 2 weeks.
When I lived over there on Arnaz and across from Cedars, there were senior, like luxury senior apartments all up and down Burton, and I would go for walks out there at night. Almost every night an ambulance in front of one of those buildings.
But that's just because they're lonely, right?
No, they're dead. They are. They're dead. Or else they slip. Or
yeah,
something.
There's a lot of ankle slipping. I mean, I know we've talked about this on this show, but I don't know why they sent over the fire engine for the lady who twisted her ankle.
Yeah.
Why?
Maybe it's on fire, too. It feels like it's on fire. I call the ambulance. I don't know, man. I was just trying to. I'm trying to scan my brain, trying to find any benefit to living in a senior facility, and I can't.
Constant companionship. Very little to do.
TV room.
Game room.
Game room. Yeah.
Chores taken care of.
Yep.
Very little responsibility.
You know what?
It'd be a lot of jello. It'd be like a talking dog's life.
You got the angel of death looming over you, one of those fat guys that works there just because he wants to kill seniors.
Yeah, you could always like be talking with your old buddy, like trying to figure out which nurse is the angel of death.
Yep.
Always have your suspicions.
Every time he comes in, you're always making sure he's not holding a pillow.
Tyler, are you home yet?
Sure am.
Wow, are you just sitting there in the parking lot like some kind of creep?
No, I'm in my bedroom.
That was a smooth transition.
Yeah.
Did you pinch the wife's ass when you walked in?
I sure did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I petted the cat, Henry.
Tyler, quick question.
Mm-hmm.
You're a good Christian young man.
Yeah.
When's the last time you tried to jam Jesus down someone's throat?
I don't know. It's well over 10 years, if not longer.
Why do people do that, Tyler?
Because it's the worst.
It's happening to me right now, and I don't like it.
By who?
I don't want to go into detail.
I did it. I did it once.
One time? You jammed Jesus down someone's throat?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was in a parking lot when he was in the cult.
Did he fit? Down the throat? There's another Jesus movie coming out today. I saw a trailer for it today.
Mm.
It was so sacrilegious because it was like sandwiched in between a farting squirrel movie. And then it was Jesus, and then it was some other horrible cartoon movie. It was the next trailer. It was sandwiched in between those two. Yeah.
Okay, I know we're not gonna do this, but I just want to let people know, because I think it's worthwhile, that American Hustle is a great movie.
Oh yeah, we talked about it on the film vault all through December, so it's fine. It's okay. Not like I'm burning anything, but yes, I'm so happy that you like it as well, because I fucking love it.
I was very surprised because I thought I wasn't going to like it because of the Facebook comments, which people are like, what a dud, you know, and then I was waiting for the boringness to start. I was waiting like any minute now, this is going to turn into a piece of shit, and it never did.
It actually got better and better. Yeah. The first 30 minutes was a little slow, and they're catching you back up to the opening scene.
Yeah.
And then after that, when they're all singing, and I'm not giving anything away, but when they're all singing Delilah, I mean, it's peaking right there, and it's such a great... I was crying throughout that movie. Crying. Yeah, not because it's a... Tyler, you see that movie?
Yeah.
It's good, right?
I enjoyed it very much.
It's okay. It's all right. Okay. I'm glad we got that out of our system.
I don't see anything for something to...
knocking that off my number one. I've seen... I'm still catching up, and there's still a few of the lesser seen ones that are on hipster critics.
Wait, are you talking about number one for this year that just started?
No. Michael Carano.
Oscars?
Talking about number one for 2013, which just wrapped up.
Oh, that movie came out in 2013?
Oh, my God! When else would it have come out?
I didn't know that.
Did you think it was like a new movie from this season?
I kind of did.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You're like hoping it's going to win Oscars 2015?
Hoping that.
You're kind of hoping for.
I can't believe we're in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Remember when it used to mean something, like we're getting close to 2000? Tyler, there was a time where old Mikey and I would be... independently, of course, because we didn't know each other. But we'd be like, oh, boy, it's 1989. That means 11 more years before the future is officially here.
I vividly remember 2000 because of the fact that that's when I went back to work at the Improv after not working for 2 years. And I remember how scared to death the clubs were that nothing was going to operate that night.
Because of Y2K?
Yeah.
Y2K.
I started high school in 2000.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Really?
Yep. In the future.
In the year 2000. Oh, wait, I was thinking that I graduated in 2002, but that was different.
You want to hear something horrible?
God, I'm dumb. What?
My friend.
This better be horrible because you really worked it up.
My young friend is obsessed with Led Zeppelin.
Is his name Tyler White?
No.
Yeah.
Do you know how bad they used to be?
Tyler, you're obsessed with Zeppelin too, right?
He's obsessed.
Yeah.
You should talk to Tara because she just read Hammer of the Gods and she won't shut up about it.
Is that the one where...
I read that years ago, bro.
Is there a story in there where one of them had like a chick in the bathroom and like, he took off her
shark,
dress and he
put a shark up her
He
cooch.
Put her dress down like the toilet, flushed her dress down the toilet.
There's all kinds of horrible stories about brutality and stuff. But she had the balls to try to tell me about Aleister Crowley. And I had to correct her and go... who are you talking to? Because I was Mr. Heavy Metal in high school.
Yeah.
And I know who Aleister Crowley was because I, even though I'm not a devil worshiper and I'm not bisexual, I put my name when I got my yearbook picture taken. I wrote Aleister Crowley and they printed that.
Michael Carano.
Do you realize
in
that
my yearbook it says Aleister Crowley with my picture over it?
The West Memphis 3.
And I immediately was freaked the F out, and I was totally embarrassed by that.
Aleister Crowley, for those of you who may not know, he's considered like the Pope of Satanic Bible, right?
Aleister Crowley.
The West Memphis 3, Paradise Lost, mm-hmm. Damian Eccles, Jason Baldwin, mm-hmm. Jesse Miskelly. You think they're all guilty, right?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Yeah, yeah. One of the main things that they had on Damian Eccles was that he had actually written Aleister Crowley's name mm-hmm. down on his notebook in his school.
Yeah.
That was one of their main pieces of evidence that he must have killed
guilty.
Those kids.
Hey, well, I'm gonna
your name right was Aleister Crowley.
I'll tell you, I did it 20 years before him. And,
so you killed kids that would have been
20
50
years,
now.
But when did they do that? When did they do that crime that you claim they didn't do?
It was the early 90s, like 90.
Oh yeah, okay. So it wasn't 20 years, but I'm gonna find my yearbook tomorrow.
Is it really printed in there?
I swear on my life.
That is a new one, Mike. I thought I knew
so
much.
Swear on my life.
That
there's
is a
my
new year, one.
My senior yearbook picture, and underneath it, Aleister Crowley.
It doesn't say Mike Carano at all.
I swear to God.
That's amazing.
I'm going to find it
yes,
tomorrow.
Yes, find it.
And I'm going to post it. And you want to know what the worst part about this whole story is?
Wait, so your friend was trying to tell you about this.
Yeah, she's like, and Jimmy Page was obsessed with this writer.
Could you bust out?
Like, I know who Aleister Crowley. She goes, just let me finish talking. She's like, don't interrupt. And
you should have grabbed her by the throat and said, I am Aleister Crowley.
Look into my
and
eyes.
And then shown her the yearbook.
Here is a struggle. Here is something I'm struggling with that actually caused me a great deal of sadness and depression.
Mm.
Maybe I should save this for my podcast.
Wow, that's a tease.
If you were to ask me what was high school like, I would tell you misery, depression. Well, I didn't enjoy it until my senior year, until I got into a band, and all of a sudden I was popular.
Mm.
And then it was good for like 6 months. Great for like 6 months.
And then it was awful.
I would tell you it was miserable. I had no friends. I don't ever want to see those people. I don't know. I didn't know anybody. No one was nice. I would tell you that. From memory.
Mm-hmm.
When I found my yearbook, after
filled with accolades and
18
love
years,
and
I would have bet you anything, and in my heart I would have been correct. Maybe 4 people signed it. When I found it, I probably had 60 people sign it.
Yeah, Mike,
and they wrote paragraphs.
Idea of
paragraphs
reality is way
and
off.
Paragraphs
way
about
off.
Such good times when we were doing this. Remember when we did? And all these people who I don't remember just wrote about this stuff we did. With me and them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, over every page had stuff, like these long, drawn out, like, I hope, you know,
Tyler.
I really enjoyed when we, and I'm like, I don't remember any of that. I don't remember any of that.
So when you tell Anderson that you never got his texts.
Yeah.
Basically, 20 years from now, hey, what was the after disaster? Like, I don't know, we did it for like 6 months. I don't remember what we did.
Or, Tyler, you and I take that book to, like, a handwriting expert, and they're like, this was all written by the same person, Aleister Crowley.
The writing's coming from inside the house! Aleister Crowley.
Classic Crowley.
Oh, that's it. Some guy happens to notice it looks a little familiar, and then he researches it, and it's all Aleister Crowley's handwriting.
But you're Aleister Crowley.
Yeah. I love it. Let's shoot that next. Tyler, thank you for calling in.
Hey, thanks for having me. I don't know.
Thanks for having you on your show. Let's try to figure out what night we're doing the show next week before next week.
Yeah, I think we're doing Monday or Thursday.
What?
Yep.
Okay. Either or is good for me.
Great.
Let's do Monday, all right?
Okay, Monday's great.
None of this recorded.
What did the Viking say?
Are you serious?
No. Aleister Crowley screwed with it, but it's fine. What's that, Mikey? Tyler?
I thought, my first thought was we have to do it over, and then I realized that's not going to happen because you have another show in 20 minutes.
What if we talk really fast? I'll slow it down digitally.
Okay, but wait, Tyler, are you on the phone? Are you on speakerphone? I don't know why making it high makes it seem fast. All right, Happy New Year, everybody.
What were you saying, Ty-Ty?
I was making a horrible joke on the fly about what did one Viking see together as they rode across the ocean, and it was either worth it for me. I don't know. Leave me alone.
Okay, we'll leave you alone.
It's a good out if you're on stage and the joke's bombing.
If there's a movie.
Leave me alone.
Tyler, if there's a movie about Jesus of Nazareth or Aleister Crowley, who do you go see? Which one do you go see first?
What would I go see first?
Yeah.
I'd probably go see the Aleister Crowley movie.
Because you want to cleanse your palate.
Well, it's
with
like
because he wants to learn light of Jesus H. Christ of Nazareth.
What?
Well, also he knows everything there is to know about Jesus.
Okay, what's better, Jesus of Nazareth or the band Nazareth?
What about the band Nazareth?
Because that Hair of the Dog song is pretty fucking great.
Yeah, what about it?
It's a great song.
I think everything's cutting out because the music is playing underneath. So I
all right. Let's say goodnight. Goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everyone.
See you Monday.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Is it new? Why is it always multiple years? Can't we just go and see a year? What's the deal with that?
I don't think it is. I think you're speaking what's the deal? Incorrectly.
Hey, what's the deal with caregiver or caretaker? Why is that the same thing but totally different? I mean, old man is a caretaker. He's taking care from the caregiver.
Yeah, I think
caregiver.
Caretaker sounds like somebody that would be dedicated to one person. Caregiver sounds like they might have to give care to multiple people.
But no, caregiver and caretaker, same thing.
Yeah, but definition. If I say I have a caretaker, that means they're just taking care of me. If I say I have a caregiver, it means they're probably, in my head, it sounds that way. As if
I think that's your head playing tricks on
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you're right.
What's the deal?
But I'd like to get one of those.
I'm sick.
All right, bye.
Thanks for not listening.